This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That being said, in the next 3 to 4 years, I will be committing to the University of Oregon. Yeah!
That is the commitment yesterday. I know it's hard to hear. Very quiet talker. That new quarterback commit, Will Mensel, is. But you heard the crowd reaction there. Yesterday evening, Will Mensel, the 27 number one quarterback in the class, committed to the University of Oregon, down to just a couple schools. And we probably should have seen it coming given some video that emerged from Will Mensel being a lot younger at an NFL draft. And we'll get to that coming up. But joining us now to discuss that, some of the players going into the draft tonight expected to hear their name. And we got a spring game is our great friend Ryan Clark. OregonLive.com is where you can find all his great work, including talking about the Ducks landing the nation's top quarterback in a major recruiting win. Good morning, Ryan. How are we doing?
Doing well. You know, just got a new tattoo yesterday, so I'm vibing.
Oh, what's... Okay. What's the tattoo?
We got a morel mushroom on the right arm, so adding to the... adding to the many random tattoos that have very little to do with one another on that right arm. So, yeah.
Now, why the right arm? Just out of curiosity, somebody who has tattoos only on his left arm, why the right arm?
Well, you know, some NBA players will just get the tats strictly for buckets on the arm they don't shoot with. That's not the case for me. I am right-handed, and I don't get buckets, so I don't have to worry about that. But it's just filling out a sleeve at this point, and eventually... maybe I will get to the left arm.
Dude, same here. And eventually you and I will both buy more flannel than we'll know what to deal with. And we'll be settling at a coffee shop and be the most Portland people of all time. To your point as well, like when people ask, why one arm, not the other? I literally always say, well, this is the shooting hand. I can't touch the shooting arm. I'm not putting it on the right. So we go with the left. All right. Well, you're dealing with some tattoo pain day two. But you were able to type out the story of five-star dual-threat quarterback Will Mensel. Pretty big one. I circled this one last week, and then we caught wind of when and what time he was going to make the announcement. I saw it. Now, look, he's a high school kid that's going to college. Not all of them are going to be super loud and over the top with it. There with his family, his classmates and whatnot, announcing that he's choosing Oregon, the number one quarterback in the country, according to On3 Rivals. And number six by 24/7 Sports, which is a very odd separation there. But what do we make of Will Mensel choosing Oregon over Penn State and Auburn? He's 6'3", 200 pounds.
Yeah, I think that there's a narrative that exists that Oregon, rightfully so, given what they've done in the last few years, is just, you know, plumbing the transfer portal for their quarterbacks. A guy like Will Mensel might go to Oregon, but... will he stay there? Will he be a future starter? I think that all signs in this recruiting process for him point to him being a serious part of the future for Oregon after the Dylan Raiola era is over. There's a lot of things that have to happen between now and then. He has to live up to that billing, but this is a guy that plays for a powerhouse school in Chandler High School down in Arizona. Being an Arizona State guy, some of my early opportunities as a sports journalist were covering high school football games, and that is a serious program that has developed NFL talent out of Chandler. And you watch him, you watch his highlights. This guy is a prototypical Oregon quarterback. He makes quick decisions, and not just in, you know, what ice cream flavor he likes, vanilla or chocolate, but on the field, he makes really quick decisions. He has nice touch. You know, he's got the build. He's got a thick neck. You know, he's a guy that that absolutely can play the quarterback position at a high level. You know, really by, you know, his highlights, the interviews I've seen with him, and he seems to fit the bill of a guy that, yes, you know, in a couple of years, let's say Raiola's the starter for a year or two, this could be the next guy after Raiola.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because they land him, and there was a lot of intel that he might be leaning Oregon. I know everybody does that, like, crystal ball stuff. And then we end up getting a video, coincidentally, from 2019 NFL Draft where they have somebody that will say your name and your school, your dream school, or where you're going to college, and then they'll announce you as the number one pick. He, as a kid, chose Oregon. And I hadn't seen this until after the commitment. Had we seen this, I think it would have been a real easy tell, but a lot of people were trending towards Oregon. You add in the note here on the article about him. He's the ninth player for the 2027 recruiting class. And I find this a very interesting thing because when we talk about recruiting for college, major college programs, you always hear Florida, Texas, California, right? Those are the three kind of juggernauts. And then you've got obvious other states with big talent. So they've got an edge rusher that's a four-star, Rashad Streets, North Carolina. They've got Cameron Pritchett, edge rusher, Alabama. Defensive lineman, Zane Rowe, Texas. Four-star cornerback, Akeem Hall from Alabama. Josiah Molden, right in our backyard in West Lynn. He's a legacy. A four-star running back in Kadarius McMiller from Texas, and a three-star offensive lineman, Avery Michael from California, and a kid from Utah, and now a kid from Arizona. Just what the recruiting profile, it's no longer like just set in stone certain pockets. I think for a program like Oregon, you just look all over the map at this point now for Dan Lanning and his staff.
Yeah, their national recruiting footprint is massive at this point, and you know, there's also the narrative out there of, oh, it's the NIL. You know, they're just coming in with a bag of money and they can go in wherever and get anybody. That's not true. It's about the winning that they've had the last few years. It's about the, you know, it's cliche, but it's the culture that Lanning has established and the opportunity for young guys to play early. You look at, you know, a guy like DeCorian Moore coming in as a freshman and being a difference maker, and guys at other positions who have been freshmen, who have been redshirt freshmen, sophomores, getting in and being able to play alongside elite players and play in big games, that matters. And, you know, the NIL thing is certainly a component, and that's why Oregon and other, you know, national championship contenders are consistently in the mix for these guys. But Dan Lanning has built out his staff in such a way that their national recruiting footprint is on par with anybody in the country, and they're consistently having top five recruiting classes because of it.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Clark, our guest here, OregonLive.com. The Ducks land the number one quarterback in the class of 2027 in Will Mensel. Now, your coworker, I thought, brought up and made an interesting article, which is kind of where my mind goes. I think a lot of people's goes in this modern world of NIL, transfer portal, college football. Will he even be a quarterback for Oregon? Like, 27's, you know, far out from now, and I know it'll fly right by and he'll be in Eugene before we know it. But you mentioned Raiola right there. Is, you know, when you get these five-star guys, are they're all kind of trend towards you got to play him right away and they got to play as true freshmen, and very rarely do they even succeed. Is he sitting a year? Like, what do we know about Will Mensel, and will he be willing to sit if they go the veteran route for one season? Or is this a situation you think Lanning kind of turns it over and says, I'll take my lumps, I find it hard to believe personally, but I'll take my lumps and play a true freshman because he's the five-star number one quarterback? Like, how they handle, I think, that, given all the sample sizes of other programs getting the five-star quarterbacks?
Yeah, I think this kid would have committed to Oregon if he didn't know that, you know, the opportunity is there for him to compete down the line. I don't think that he's a guy that committed with the idea like, hey, I'm a true freshman. I'm going to start here and I need these sort of guarantees or you know, the opportunity even, because for all intents and purposes, Dylan Raiola is the next starter for Oregon after Dante Moore leaves. It's sort of been that succession plan that's been laid out. Now, if Dylan Raiola gets beat out by true freshman Will Mensel, then that's more on Dylan Raiola than it is on the fact that Oregon recruited a five-star quarterback who was able to beat him out in the first place. I think that Raiola will probably be the guy for a year, and that opportunity could parlay into him making a jump to the NFL, but he has another year of eligibility after that. So there will be a question of how long a guy like Mensel might have to wait. I think that in a program like Oregon, with the track record of developing guys into NFL quarterbacks, he could be one of those guys that sees the vision and sticks around for a couple of years to develop if he needs to. Now, being a five-star guy, being number one quarterback in the country, comes with a lot of expectation and a lot of, you know, how good is he really type of talk that'll happen when he gets there. But I think that for a young guy like that, the opportunity to be there to compete and, you know, potentially be the guy in 2 years is certainly laid out.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
For him.
What's the excuse me, what's the best spot you think for Kenyon Sadiq? I know Thieneman and Pregnon are going to be in this first round potentially. Thieneman's in attendance. I don't know if Pregnon is. I hadn't seen that, but I know Thieneman is in Pittsburgh for the draft. What is the best landing spot you think for Kenyon Sadiq?
I like the idea of Baltimore for him. You know, being a hyper athletic tight end that, you know, could fit well into what they do offensively, playing with Lamar. I had seen that floated as a potential destination, and that would be really fun. Being a guy that, you know, went to a lot of Arizona Cardinals games when I was at Arizona State, not a Cardinals fan, grew up a more of a Seahawks guy, yeah. So don't get that twisted. But that would be cool. And then obviously seeing him on the Seahawks would obviously be a great addition for a team that already has some pass catching weapons, but to add a guy of that athletic caliber late in the first round, if they can get him or might need to trade up for him or however it might work for Seattle, would be fun to see as well. But Kenyon is the real deal. And I think that, you know, for all the questions that might be out there about him and the where he's going to land, he's fits the full athletic bill, and if he can get into the right situation, he could be a stud.
We got a spring game this weekend. What are some of your favorite storylines or things to be watching for down in Eugene this weekend?
Yeah, there's a lot of things to be excited about for Oregon on both sides of the ball. They obviously return all four starters along the defensive line, which is insane. Those guys, you know, Mateo Uiagalelei, you know, the Tatum Tuioti, and the guys inside, Bear Alexander and Amari Washington. Those guys are going to be fun to watch, and the guys across for them from them are going to be something I'm going to have a keen eye on as well. In the Oregon offensive line, which, you know, who is going to be starting around Poncho this year with three starters headed off to the NFL? That's probably the biggest question facing this Oregon team, because they are stacked full of playmakers at the wide receiver position. They got Dante Moore back. They've got the two young running backs who are trying to be the best since, you know, LaMichael and D'Anthony, or, you know, any of the other running back duos in the history of Oregon. But what does that offensive line look like? And can they consistently protect Dante? You're not really going to see that full bore in a spring game. That obviously is going to be much clearer come Boise State time in September. But the defensive side of the ball, that young secondary has a ton of talent. Where do guys play? Where do they fit all the pieces? And how do they get everybody on the field is something I'm curious about. So a lot of fun, positive storylines, but certainly, you know, we in the media love to focus on the negative. That offensive line is something I'm definitely going to be looking at.
What was the mushroom you said you just had tatted on your arm?
Morel mushroom, yes. The wild mushroom found Pacific Northwest, Midwest. Meaty, nutty, just a fantastic and unfortunately expensive mushroom.
I think you've given us a lot of drops just with that response right now. Yeah, I'm seeing it right now. It looks almost like a bit of like a bee honeycomb in a certain way. Like it's something you would see in the inside of a bee thing with a little stem on the bottom. Was there any significance about that mushroom in your life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my wife, her family hails from the great Midwest, from Iowa. Her father grew up, you know, foraging morel mushrooms, but they also are native to the Pacific Northwest. They're popping up right now. You know, this is the season right now for them, and you can really only get them from like late March into June. They come after the spring rains, and they are truly. If you've never had them, if you've never tried a morel mushroom, they're at little farmers markets and everywhere else. The seasonality, the connection to nature, that sort of thing was definitely the inspiration for the tat.
Are you more likely to get a hand tat or a neck tat?
Oh, man. Definitely hand, for sure. If I'm going to go that route. I don't think I will do either. I think I'm going to fill out the forearm and the upper arm and call it good. Don't think I'm going to be a chest tat guy or a tramp stamp guy anytime soon, but certainly, you know, in the arm areas and possibly onto the shoulders. But we'll see how it plays out over these next few years.
You don't want to be the white guy with an Islander tattoo?
No, I don't think I'm gonna pull that.
Good call. That's a good call.
I will not be culturally appropriating onto the tattoo verse. For sure.
Are you a tipper of tattoos? Because I do, but I'm telling you, like, I appreciate a good tattoo artist. You're trusting them with a lot. I'm also like, can we just like give a? I feel really odd. Not that they don't deserve a tip. It just is a very odd, like, do I tip 15%? Do I do 20? Do I go above 20? Are they going to judge me if I go below 20? What is your tipping etiquette for tattoos? Last one for you.
Yeah, I will tip for sure. The way it worked out this time, I think, is a situation I like better where, you know, I put down the deposit and then I put down the other half of it. Mm. And the tip was 20% of the other half. It wasn't 20% of the entire cost of the tattoo. And I'm in line with that idea, especially with a smaller tattoo like this. Hard to tip a lot on a big one. For sure.
Well, good stuff. Ryan Clark, he's doing great work covering the Oregon Duck program. They land the number one quarterback in 2027. Catch him on the mean streets of Eugene this weekend, or with all the tattoos, maybe on a Harley soon, coming to a freeway near you. Ryan Clark on Twitter, at Ryan T. Clark, always a good friend of the program. Thanks for hopping on this morning. We always appreciate the insights, and yeah, have fun this weekend.
Absolutely. Feel better, Dirt, if you're listening.
Yeah, there we go. Ryan Clark, our good friend, near OregonLive.com. He's got a lot of good work up at OregonLive.com on your Oregon Ducks. All right, way against it. Back with one little note on this on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.